About this time each week, we check in with the folks from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Joining us this morning, Larry England. Morning, Larry. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Doing just fine on this frosty Wednesday morning.
Frosty Wednesday morning indeed. I tell you what, but the values remain hot in real estate. There's no doubt about that, too. So I guess since we got you right here, let's just do kind of a quick picture, if you would, a thumbnail of what the market looks like right now. I know things are kind of sixes and sevens, but at the same time, there's definitely a stability involved. What you got?
Well, you know, we're beginning to see some softening of the market. It's still a seller's market, as they describe it. But we're seeing some softening on the prices. The bidding wars, you don't see those like we did just a few months ago.
Right.
And some houses actually selling just below list.
Wow. Okay. So what's brought about this change then? Because for a while there, it was so dicey, nobody could do much of anything.
Well, one thing, interest rates, you know, that always puts a few folks out of the market. The construction cost, when you combine the two of the increasing construction costs and interest rates, puts a lot of first-time home buyers, you know, on the sidelines.
Yeah. Okay. So, but so with the softening, how do you approach that as real estate professionals with the sort of the softening there? What does that do in terms of the market and the people who want to sell and buy?
Well, for the folks that, you know, are looking to sell the house, you just have to talk to them and say, you know, realistically what their house is probably going to sell for. It's a very emotional transaction for the sellers. So you just have to prepare them for it that, you know, we'll list it at this price, but if we don't get an offer within so many days and so many viewings of the house, we need to have a reduction plan in place.
Yeah, Bill, of course, and I'm sure you do the same thing, talks quite a bit about the fact that, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there. Got derailed there at the depot, but we'll move
something
on.
Something about reducing the prices and stuff like that if need be. You know?
Yeah, the... That didn't help any. I'm sorry.
glad I could tell.
Well,
okay. Thanks.
I was just going to say also that some folks that were looking to sell their house, and you know, they're locked in at a very low interest rate on their current home. They're sitting on the sidelines now because they don't want to sell and then have to go buy something and have their interest rates double.
Yeah, I know. So how do you counsel folks on that? Patience? I mean, what else can you offer?
Well, patience, but, you know, when you're dealing with the feds, you just don't know. It just depends on what their time schedule is, if it's something they need to do. You know, if their family's growing and they need to get a larger house, then they might have to bite the bullet and you know, move forward.
How is inventory in the Tri looking right now, Larry?
Well, it's still low, again, because of... some folks don't still on the sideline, not listing, but the homes that are on the market are selling, you know, still fairly quickly, if they're priced right. You get something under $300,000, and it moves normally pretty fast. We have a lot of construction going on in the area, and I'm sure you've seen where the folks with the Keebler farm. They're trying to get the Johnson City to annex it over 100 acres, and they're talking 500 homes on that property.
Wow. Is that going to go through, do you think? Is that going to happen?
I'm not sure that, you know, they're having to look at it from infrastructure for the city and, you know, again, traffic just... And when you put that many people in that area along with the other growth, then you're going to overcrowd a school, so...
Yeah.
Who's going to build the school, city or county?
Oh, boy, I tell you what. Now, a lot of folks are just not aware of the implications that come with sometimes the real estate transaction, just exactly like you're talking about there, Larry. It's the type of thing that many people are unaware of, too. I'm glad you brought it to the forefront.
Well, it's one of those things that I'm sure you're aware. I'm a county commissioner for Washington County.
Right.
So these things come before us quite often as, you know, what if?
Yeah, very much so. Thinking out loud right now with Larry England from Premier Homes and Properties. Now, there, you said that you were at a meeting the other day and you met or encountered a number of folks who had moved to the area. Tell us about that.
Yes, I attended the Johnson City Regional Breakfast, and it's something they do quarterly. Right. And at this meeting, they have a program and everything, but they also allow the new chamber members to come up front, introduce themselves. They're, you know, 60-second commercial.
Right.
Some of them take longer than that.
Yes.
But at this last meeting last week, I think there was like at least 15 new members to the chamber, businesses. And three of those members introduced themselves and said they closed their businesses on the West Coast, came to Johnson City, and opened their business here. So that just says a lot about our area.
It does indeed. What was specifically were some of the things that attracted them to the area?
Well, it's more of a business-friendly atmosphere. And then, you know, our taxes are lower here, property taxes. And they love the climate, the amenities that come with it as far as, you know, places like the Tweetsie Trail, Watauga Lake, and Boone Lake, just everything that we offer in this area. And most of these were younger folks. So, you know, that's something that we're constantly working on is how to keep the younger folks here.
Right. What kind of businesses were these?
You know, I don't remember exactly what
they were. Yeah.
There were so many new people that were introducing themselves. You lose track.
That's a nice problem to have right there, too.
Yes.
You get a lot of new members, especially younger members.
Yeah, the chamber has done a great job in their membership, not only the retention, but bringing on new members. So Bob, Bob Cantler and his crew are just doing real good things.
Absolutely. And of course, he's been in it for years and years and knows exactly how the, where the bones are hidden, so to speak.
Exactly.
So from your perspective as a county commissioner now, the, and a realtor as well, a real estate individual, what is the county doing, if anything right now, just asking a wide open question, in terms of welcoming newcomers to the, new businesses, I should say, to the region?
Well, the county, you know, trying to keep the infrastructure going, trying to increase things that attract new people here.
Right.
But, you know, and the city has a lot to do with that, along with the chambers, to get them introduced to people and create networking opportunities for these people to meet and greet and, you know, just become other business partners.
Yeah. So thinking out loud right now with Larry England, with Premier Homes and Properties, sitting in for Bill Hall this week. And, Larry, I was just trying to remember, exactly, you've been with, Premier Homes now for how many years?
I've lost track. I think it's going into the sixth year this spring.
Okay, very good. Congratulations on that as well, too. There have been a lot of changes in the real estate business, even in just six short years. What do you think some of the folks who are definitely planning a career in real estate, do you think they may be having second thoughts now because just of the strange way that the industry is put together at this point?
Well, not only people that's looking to come into it, but people that are already agents, you know, with the slowdown. If it's a career path they're looking at that's, you know, that they're going to be reliable on that income, they might have second thoughts just because of the slowdown in the market. You know, they may have seen what the market did 2 years ago and think, hey, this is a no-brainer. Let's do this. But, you know, you've got to be able to ride out those ebb and flows of the market as it changes. And, you know, we're hoping with the spring weather and more inventory coming that we'll see the market pick back up. But, you know, that's always a guessing game.
Yeah, interest rates, of course, are definitely a factor, as much emotional as actual financial. And when they're just flopping around like this, people are kind of reluctant to go ahead and really bite the bullet at this point, aren't they?
They are. They're just kind of a wait-and-see attitude. And then, you know, you've got the two bank failures this week. People that are like, okay, is my money safe where it's at? What do I need to do? And, you know, it just creates a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, it does. Apparently, they are managing to quell some of the uncertainty around the bank failures right now. But it doesn't say a whole lot about the banking system as it has evolved over the past 10 years, too. Have you found any sort of pushback from potential customers regarding that? You know, do they say, well, I don't know, I'm just going to wait because of that?
It hadn't come to the forefront in my area yet, that not to say that it hadn't with other agents, but I hadn't seen anything that's been mentioned due to the bank issues.
No, I think that's probably pretty much true right now. Even though it affected the entire system, it's still pretty much physically located outside our market, too. Larry England joining us from Premier Homes and Properties, talking real estate and everything related to it in Northeast Tennessee. How do folks get in touch with you, Larry?
They can reach me on my cell phone 24/7 at 423-361-7806.
Okay, and what's the office number?
The office number is 423-530-7077.
The man's full of numbers. That's Larry England
with Premier Homes and Properties.
Hey, now, I didn't even go close to that. Thanks for joining us here. It's always a lot of fun. We'll talk to you again soon, Larry. Take care.
My pleasure. Good talking with you. Thanks, Carl.